So what the heck is a Skippy John Jones?
Skippy John Jones is a cat that thinks its ears are too big for his head, so he wants to be a chihuahua.
That's the Magic Theater's artistic director, Dave Morgan.
And he loves chihuahuas.
If you don't know Skippy John Jones, it's probably because you don't have young children. The books are wildly popular, and Morgan decided it needed to leap from the shelves onto the magic stage.
I chased the author and bugged her for about 3 years and finally got through, and she was kind enough to let me adapt the book.
So he wrote the adaptation, and the Magic Theater is running Skippy John Jones through February 22nd. But there's something else that's interesting about this production. It's technically quite sophisticated.
We actually pixel mapped the stage and do some neat effects with projectors from the front. He walks on a high wire right at the start of the show. And while he's on the high wire, we actually pixel mapped the arch of the stage and have tree leaves on the arch there, so it looks like he's outside even though he's in his bedroom because he's imagining he's outside.
And then Skippy goes to the circus.
We follow him in the tent, and instead of trying to get actual lions and tigers and bears, we do a shadow play. And then Skippy interacts with the shadows, and some of it's animated and some of it's live shadows.
Music is done live and, better yet, composed locally.
So if you're a fan of the book, it's really fun to see it come to life that way.
The Magic specializes in theater for young people, and their Hemisphere Park facility on South Alamo is a great place to see a production. We have pictures and a video from Skippy John Jones and other arts and culture news at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.